My name is Roger Tomalty, and I've been working with Palo Sillery for over 40 years. One aspect of the Sillery Plaza and Bridge was to incorporate some of these iconic techniques that are now associated with Palo Sillery. They go back to the 1940s and 1950s. And one technique that he used extensively in his early work was the use of the earth, the actual desert soil, as the form on which you would cast concrete. And the earth being a plastic material, if you add just the right amount of moisture, you can carve it and manipulate it to a very fine degree. And of course, concrete is also a plastic material, so it's a wonderful marriage between the medium of the form and the medium of the actual casting. In the 1960s and 1970s, Palo did a lot with casting buildings, small buildings, and studio spaces of thin shell concrete cast on the carved desert surface. So these panels are really reminiscent of that technique. Although these panels were precast, meaning they were cast flat on the desert surface and then lifted into position. And the way this was done was we actually built a table so we could elevate the formwork and sift and dampen the desert soil and place that, strike that off, get it very flat, and then carve individual designs into the earth. And at that point, you can add concrete pigment, which is regular concrete pigments mixed with water, and paint that directly onto the earth form itself. Then you put in a side form, and then your reinforcing steel, and then cast the concrete. And you wait X number of days, and then you can lift the panel into its final position. The designs on these panels are pretty, again, iconic images that you will see over and over again throughout Palo's architectural designs. One form that Palo has used extensively in all of his architecture, from buildings to bridge designs to even designs on ceramic bells and metal bells, he calls an elenoidal shape. And that's this sort of flared out shape. So these are very intricate. The designs are very intricate, but there is a theme there. And then you have variations on that particular theme. So these are all very spontaneous, done on the spot, and it just builds upon itself. And very much it's the artist standing in front of his blank piece of paper, in this case, the very flat earthen form, and then just starting to carve. So they're very, very spontaneous and free form. The colors that were applied are basically earth tones, and Palo uses that to compose. It becomes a sculpture and then a bit of almost like a fresco look. So he's just using the color to highlight the design where he wants to do that. So the colors are usually browns and maybe yellows and reds and ochre, but earth tones. It's much easier to carve, to execute this technique if the earth were sloping or even vertical, because as you carve, then the material that you carve away will fall with gravity. So there is a challenge when you're doing it flat, because you have to remove that material without destroying the design that you're actually carving. So it's a very tricky, so the soil has to have just the right amount of silt and clay, and the moisture content has to be just appropriate. So there are that can be somewhat of a challenge. Although the initial design is very quick, maybe taking just a few minutes, executing the carving is quite time consuming. And you have to do this very quickly before the material dries out. If it dries out, it'll crack. So then we have to spray that with water to keep the moisture. And each time you spray it, you can erode away and lose a little of the sharp detail. So once you start it, you have a real time constraint, especially here in Arizona when it's 115 degrees outside, it's going to evaporate and dry out very quickly. So you're always working fast. And once you've cast the actual concrete panel, then it's lifted into its final position. And adhering to the panel will be the earth that you have to remove in some manner. The best way to do that is just take water and spray the panel, and the extraneous silt will wash away. And in some cases, you might take a brush and actually work to bring out the color. And some of these colors are muted, others are a little brighter, but you could, with even a wire brush or a stiff bristle brush, you could bring those colors, make them brighter. Paolo very much likes this, the subtle kind of pastel look, not to make it too refined, too sharp. He likes the, and it really does read that this is earth, that the earth was involved in this. The panel at the north end of the bridge was we were thinking about having kind of a focal point. As you walked to the north across the bridge, there would be a panel that might catch your eye. One of the things I really like about the panels, because these are, what are they? I mean, they're kind of sculptural paintings in a way, but in a sense, when I look at this, I see it as almost a little gallery space. And that these panels are really bounding the southern part of the plaza. So it's almost like walking through a little gallery. So I find that very interesting. A technique that Paolo developed over the years was what we've been calling drip walls. And basically what Paolo, these walls, the way we did those is using the same technique that Paolo has used out at Cosanti and Theater in Santa Fe. And basically you're retaining this rough earth boundary where you have an elevation difference from the plaza to the lower sidewalk with a sloping retaining wall. And so basically the way that's done is you would hand carve the earth first, and depending on the time of day and the direction of the light, you can get some very interesting facets that will catch the light. So you have this constant play of light and shadow throughout the day. So once those walls are cast in place, before that concrete dries, we mix a slurry of sand, cement, and water, very high strength slurry, and mix that with a little of the indigenous earth to give it a little bit of iron oxide color, and then we carefully drip that down the walls. And what we're doing there is, even though the panel might be going not in a direct alignment, the panel might be skewed this way, that the gravity will carry that drip downward. So you get a very interesting play as the drips move down the various facets. And originally that idea, Paolo used that idea as a way of just cleaning the mixer. When you finish doing the concrete, that slurry that's in the concrete mixer, you just don't want to throw that away. He would mix a little soil with that and some water and to scour the mixer, if you will. So now you have this actually quite strong material that could be used to apply that texture. So that's where that originated.